For example, P after D is urgent care. Today's date is 06/22/2024. Dictation is from Miss Kelly Ward. Ward spells W-A-R-D. Kelly spells K-E-L-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 09/26/1963. This is a 60-year-old female. Here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient has a history of morbid obesity, diabetes type 2, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia. Is here for follow-up for these conditions, medication refills, and lab labs drawn. Period. Next paragraph. Review your systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented. And no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% at room air. Blood pressure is 139/82. Pulse 77. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.3. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No managerial signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guarding, no visible peristalsis, no tenderness of palpation, normal bowel sounds. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mucosal papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no anthalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented 93, cranial nerve 310 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is morbid obesity, number 2 diabetes type 2, number 3 hypertension, number 4 hypercholesterolemia. Next paragraph. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion about her weight. She is seeking for options. She did try Ozempic. She said she does not like the side effects and does not want to continue Ozempic. We discuss surgical intervention. She is not keen on that option. We talk about exercise and diet. She indicated that she will try. However, she's seeking another diabetes medication. I would go ahead and start Trulicity, 0.75 milligrams. She would do 0.75 milligrams sub-Q weekly for 90 days. Next medication, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, atenolol, 50 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, diltiazem, 360 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, gabapentin, 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, Alarax, 75 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 1 PO QHS for 90 days, number 90. Open parentheses, patient indicated that 50 milligrams of Alarax is not helping her. She says she gets a little sleep, but will wake up in the middle of the night. So she's asking for us to increase our Alarax from 50 to 75, close parentheses. Next paragraph, health maintenance. We talk about mammogram. Patient indicated that she already had a mammogram within the last year. We talk about colonoscopy. She indicated she's not ready for that as yet. Next paragraph, she was given the opportunities to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.